Welcome to Everyday Magic, where we explore adding pops of magic to your everyday life. I'm Michelle Leffler, shamanic energy alchemist and owner of Living Moon Meditation, where I help people find balance in their personal, professional, and spiritual lives. It's my honor to help you incorporate magic into your mundane life. Let's get started. Love Everyday Magic Podcast? You can support it and me and help keep it ad-free by joining me as a patron on Gumroad. For as little as $7 per month, you can help keep me going. That's at gumroad.com/livingmoonmeditation. If you're not already on my email list, be sure to sign up at livingmoonmeditation.com. All of these links are in the show notes for you. And now for our featured quote. You deserve to rest, even if only for a moment. Put down the weight you're carrying. Let go of the need to keep it all together. Take off your warrior mask. For this moment, now, just breathe. Jason Garner. You know you need to practice releasing and letting go of things. How exactly do you do that? There are plenty of ways to release and let go, but today I'm sharing my top 5 tips to help you let go of anything. I had someone in my online community ask me recently how to actually release something. When you're trying to move on, when you're trying to let go of something, how do you actually do that? How do you actually release and not continue with an attachment to something? And there are shamanic ways to do that. If you're having difficulty releasing and letting go of an attachment, you can have a shamanic clearing done. But that is not necessary for releasing energy or releasing an attachment to something. You can do that, and I'm more than happy to work with you on that. But today I want to talk to you about 5 easy ways that you can release your attachment to something on your own. And if these don't work, then let me know, and maybe we can explore some shamanic healing or some shamanic energy work for you in your journey to release. But again, today I just want to talk about 5 easy things that you can do on an ongoing basis to help you release whatever it is that you're trying to release. My number 1 tip for releasing anything is a very quick and easy spell that you can do. Write it down and burn it. I love to work with fire when I'm trying to release anything. I like to work with fire anytime, actually, but especially when I'm trying to release something. I'll write down whatever it is I'm trying to release and simply burn it, always in a fire-safe, fireproof dish, obviously. Safety is our number 1 concern when working with fire. But it doesn't have to be anything special. You don't have to have special paper or a bay leaf or anything in particular to write with. You can make it more magical, whatever works for you, but you can write on any piece of paper with anything you want to write with. Fold it up, put it in whatever fireproof dish that you're working with, and burn it. Now, I like to also speak as I'm burning it. So as I'm writing it down, I will say what I'm writing. And then as I put the paper in the dish to burn and set it on fire, I will also say then and say, I release you. So that's the first tip. Write it down and burn it. My second tip for releasing is to clear the energy around you. This can be in whatever form that you want to release or cleanse the energy in your space. A lot of times when we're trying to release something, we find it difficult because we don't cleanse the energy in our space around us. You can do this with sacred smoke, whatever smoke, plant smoke is available to you that is endemic to your ancestors or your work. It doesn't have to be anything like sage or Palo Santo. Those can sometimes have issues with cultural appropriation or just taking for granted and not being sacred in our use of these plants. So find plant allies that are in your area that you have access to easily and readily and burn that. Sacred smoke is used throughout all cultures in the world, but not every culture uses the same plant medicine to make sacred smoke. So just be mindful of that. Sacred smoke is great for releasing energy and cleansing energy. If you are Reiki attuned, I would suggest that you Reiki the area that you're releasing energy from. Your home, whether it be your entire home, your office, a single room, whatever. Or sound healing. Singing bowls, crystal bowls, your voice, whatever you want to use for sound healing. Vibration and sound really have a way of clearing out of the space, and it's really easy to do, especially if you're using your voice as a tool for the sound. But it's important to cleanse the energy around you and get that stagnant energy moving, because when we're releasing something, that energy, it gets stagnant. Energy is energy. Everything is energy. So when you're releasing something, you're wanting to release energy. You can say it, you can burn it, you can breathe all you want, but if that energy is still there and stagnant and not moving in the room, then it's going to linger and continue to affect you. So you really need to work on cleansing and clearing the energy in your space. My third tip is to take deep cleansing breaths when you think about whatever it is that you're trying to release. If you find that you're holding on to it anytime that you sense that you're having trouble letting go, stop what you're doing and take 4 or 5 deep cleansing breaths and clear that out of your system. This deep breathing will get your nervous system calmed down. It will help you to get calm, and it will help you to focus on your breath instead of focusing on what it is that you're trying to release. And in that same vein is my number 4 tip, which these tips are not in any specific order. So when I say my first tip, second tip, fourth tip, whatever, that's just the order that I'm presenting them in. They're not ranked here in any way. But my fourth tip is get moving to distract yourself. Once you take some deep breaths, if you can, go outside, go for a walk, do some stretches, jumping jacks, whatever, to get your energy and your body moving physically and to help clear your mind so that you're not thinking of the thing that you're trying to release. It's hard to be focused on something negative or something that you want to let go of if you're engaged in physical activity or if you're outside, especially engaged in physical activity. If you're enjoying nature and the day around you, then you're less likely to be focused on what it is that you're trying to release. And my fifth tip is the most in-depth for this little short intro to releasing, but it's to stop what you're doing and do a body scan. If you're trying the other 4 tips consistently and you just can't seem to let go of whatever it is you're trying to let go of, sit down and do a body scan. Do your deep breathing, get into a relaxed state, and ask yourself, where am I holding this energy? Where am I holding this that I'm trying to let go of? Is it in your shoulders, your neck, or your jaw? It could be your belly. It could be anywhere in your body. But if you take the time to sit down and reflect and really get to know and listen to your body and where you're holding that energy, then you can go back to the tip number 4 and get moving and stretch those areas in particular. Even more where you are holding the energy. Maybe get a massage, maybe get some Reiki, but when you know where it is that you're holding the energy, you can focus on that area to try to let go and detach from whatever it is that you're trying to release. So those are my 5 tips. My 5 main tips for releasing anything that it is that you want to release. And then if you keep trying those and you're still having trouble, or you've been doing these tips for a while and other things, because again, these are just 5 tips and there are plenty of other methods and ways of releasing and letting go of things. But if you're struggling and you just can't seem to let go of whatever it is you're trying to let go of, and you want to explore shamanic work for releasing anything, you can just reach out to me and I'll be more than happy to talk to you and see what we can work out for you. And The way to contact me, my email address is in the show notes. My social media handles are in the show notes. So if that is something that you want to explore, then you can definitely reach out to me and we'll talk and see if we are mutually compatible for working with each other and if I can help you, and we'll go from there. But again, these are just 5 tips, things you can do on your own if you're just starting out wanting to let go of something, and they're probably going to work for you. So enjoy, and until next time. I have a little pod biz to go over with you. I wanted to give you a heads up that I will be taking a hiatus from podcasting over the summer. We will have episodes through June, and then I'll be on a 3-month break. We'll wrap up season 1 on June 27th, and then I'll be back with season 2 on Monday, October 3rd. There may be a few bonus episodes dropping during the break, though, so keep an eye out for them. It's time for the astro forecast. On June 13th, Mercury enters Gemini at 11:27 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. On June 14th, we have a full moon in Sagittarius at 7:52 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. June 20th, the moon is in the last quarter at 11:11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. June 21st, Sun enters Cancer at 5:14 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. On June 22nd, Venus enters Gemini at 8:34 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on June 25th, Jupiter is semi-square the true node at 9:24 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Love Everyday Magic Podcast? I'd love to have you give me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or on your favorite podcast app. Want more magic with me? Join my free Facebook community, Bad Witch Society. It's the perfect place for anyone who's ever been told that their brand of magic or witchcraft isn't right. Your magic is valid. Let's celebrate it together. You can find it at facebook.com/groups/badwitch, all one word. I have the link in the show notes for you. And if you're into Jewish magic, give my other podcast a listen. You can find Jewish Magic Podcast on the same platforms as this one. Do you have a witchy question you're itching to have an answer to? Send me an email and I may answer it in an upcoming episode. It might also become the topic of an upcoming episode. You can send questions to me at hello@livingmoonmeditation.com. I have the link in the show notes for you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Everyday Magic. It's truly been my pleasure to talk to you today. If you like this episode, or you think it will be useful for someone else, please consider leaving a review on your favorite podcast app. If you've got any questions, send me a DM on Instagram at Living Moon Meditation. Remember, it's all about real magic for your real life. See you next time.